Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, trying to find a home to rent or buy is no easy task in this country. It's something we talk about here on the show time in and time again. And more often than not, those stories are typically quite negative. But today, Kayleigh is with me on the programme because, Kayleigh, you have a positive story. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we have an absolutely brilliant story to be able to tell people, which is great.
What happened?
So we originally were private renting. And then, you know, as the lease was coming to an end, we had reached out to our landlord just to see the chances of the extension and things like that. He didn't really know where he stood. So the panic started to set in a little bit because he had two young kids. So we actually moved back to my mum's to try and save for a mortgage, which then came about that, you know, it was a lot harder than we thought it would be. So then we came across to his website, which was advertising the low cost rental scheme. And we put in our application for a few different places and we actually got accepted for a lovely 3-bed brand new build down in Mullingar.
So you've actually got the keys to your new home now, right, Kayleigh? You have?
Coming up to June now, we'll be here 2 years.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, I mean, obviously the lower cost of the rent was intriguing to us, but what kind of got our heartstrings the most was the fact that it's long-term. So it's a secure rental. You're not kind of waiting for someone to come and knock on the door and say, I'm selling up, you need to find somewhere else to go. Do you know that kind of way, which is really, really important when you have two kids.
Yeah, would you just explain, Kayleigh, to listeners today, how that process works? How difficult was it, or how maybe easy it was to apply?
Yeah, it was actually surprisingly easy. So when you go on, it will, onto his website, they have the list of criteria. So, I mean, you have to kind of earn over a certain amount, but under a certain amount as well. So it's for those that are literally in the middle of not being able to get social housing, but also, you know, struggling to get a mortgage. So you kind of put in your interest and that's it. And then it only took a couple of weeks for me to hear back to request sending in my documents. Once I had sent in my documents, there are things like, you know, proof of address, pay slip, things like that that you would normally kind of have to send into places.
Yeah.
Once I sent those in, I think I sent them in at 4 o'clock on a Thursday. And the following Friday morning, literally the next day, I had got an email to say that the house is ours. And we got the keys 2 months later.
Simple as that.
It was really simple.
And when you applied, Kayleigh, I presume it's just wherever they have the Tua housing complexes, or do you, like, is there much availability in terms of where the houses are located, or how much picking options do you have?
Yeah, so like there was a good few at the time. I mean, there was some down in Wicklow at that stage. There was Mullingar. There was some coming up in Galway, and then there was a good few in Dublin. So you can go through and see which ones are available and register your interest for whatever one it is that attracts you the most.
And it's just it's kind of long term secure rental.
Yeah, so we were told when we moved in, the guy who kind of gave us the keys was lovely, and he was explaining, obviously, provided you're good residents and nobody has problems or anything like that, the house is yours for as long as you want it. So we could hand back the keys tomorrow if we wanted to, but we are here forever.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way?
You have two kids, is that right?
I do, yeah. And my eldest is autistic. So the change for him, it was really important that if we were changing again, that it was kind of forever this time, that we could say to him, we know what the plans are, you know, that kind of way.
And they're obviously, I'm sure, you know, involved in the community now, and kind of you're setting down roots and all that goes with that.
Absolutely. Like my eldest, he's thriving in school down here, which he was kind of struggling up in Dublin. And my daughter is involved in so many activities. I mean, she does Irish dancing, gymnastics, ga. So like they're really settled in here. They're really part of the community.
You're not too far from home either, really. And on a train line. So
no. That's
pretty.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, it's pretty handy as well. Kayleigh, do you know, it's lovely to hear a positive story today for once in the programme in relation to housing, because as I said at the outset, more often than not, it's typically quite negative. So thank you for getting in touch and for flagging all of that with us. And congratulations again. That's Kayleigh with us on the programme. Email, as always, if you want to share your own story. That's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.